This episode is brought to you by PharmD. Do you enjoy whiskey? Join Q, mixologist of PharmD, at A. Klein Studios in Lake City, South Carolina, on Friday, February 28th at 6:30, as she takes you on a journey of Black-owned whiskey brands. While there, you will enjoy delectable small bites while identifying the essence of various whiskey brands in your complimentary Glencairn whiskey glass. Visit PharmDDrinkDoctor.com to secure your tickets.
Entertainment and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
You all right, Corey?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Corey, what's the deal?
I'm good, yeah.
You want some tea?
No, I'm okay.
What's wrong?
Long night?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Sips oh, Lord. Oof. We'll hear about that later, I guess. Or maybe we won't.
You won't.
Reading
between the lines.
How are you,
what are you talking about?
How are you?
I'm good.
Looking at your tattoo, one of the shows I'm watching, you might be interested in that. One of the shows I'm watching, we'll talk about that later. You okay? Good for you.
Yep.
Corey,
what's up?
How are you?
I'm cooling.
Okay. All right.
Cooling.
Eyes low.
Tired.
You on them reefers?
I'm good. What?
Oh, you ain't on that reefer? Okay.
No, eyes kind of low. I don't do.
You don't do drugs?
Stuff. No.
A lot of people that listen do drugs. Shout out to all y'all that do drugs.
Yeah. Big up.
Do them and listen to the show.
Big up.
Big up stool.
The show, the jokes hit harder when you're on drugs.
Interesting.
Listen okay. And drink. And do drugs.
How was y'all? Y'all had good weeks?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had a pretty good weekend.
Shout out to PharmD. We attended their whiskey. It was on the first day of Black History Month too. It was their Negro owned
whiskey.
Tasting. I was about to say challenge.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm like, okay.
I'm not going to say the whiskeys that we tasted because she having another one in a couple weeks. And I don't want people to be like trying to guess that may listen. And you know what I'm saying? But I was wrong with one of them. I thought one was going to be Majesty.
Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't do that at all.
No, they had that one. That maybe that's one they need to get because Majesty is good. I think it's a whiskey. How was you guys' experience at the?
It was cool.
School.
Yeah, it was
I enjoyed
cool.
it.
It was put together well. You had the little boxes with the stuff. Your Glencairn wine. I mean whiskey glass we got with her logo on it.
Yeah.
The little test tubes of whiskey with the corks. I wasn't expecting it to be like that, but I'm not creative like that. So I wouldn't think to do all of that and then have the little cards with you got to fill it out, and it was almost like work.
It was like
almost,
school.
Almost like school.
Yeah.
On a Saturday now. We need to make it more funny.
It was school.
School.
You did isopropyl.
Yep. That's how I was in real school. That's why I used to get written up all the time, making jokes all the damn time because I was bored.
And you know what?
In class.
Corey finished filling out mine, so it definitely was cool.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, oh, I forgot to fill. Yeah, and he slid it over.
Yeah, fill this out.
Yeah, so she gave the whiskey glass. What else we got? Oh, we got a kit to make an old-fashioned. I don't know what I thought an old-fashioned was, but old-fashioned, I don't like how that tastes. I might have to start sticking to my tequila.
What you taste it?
Yeah, I had an old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, one yesterday.
Oh, you didn't like
that's
it?
Not no. It ain't sweet enough.
I didn't even watch and see if you drank it.
Yeah, I drank it. I mean, I ain't gonna throw away the liquor now. You know,
you drank the whole thing.
Of course, I don't waste liquor.
Of course.
What are you talking about?
You know why you didn't like it though, right?
Why?
Because you picked that third one, the nastiest one.
No, I didn't. I said.
No, he said it don't matter.
This nigga don't pay attention.
Guess what she gave you?
I don't know.
The third one.
You sure?
I watched it.
Yeah, because everybody else was like, yeah, we'll take that third one.
I said, you sure, B? And you was like, yeah, it don't matter.
You know what? You know what? That's crazy, though.
She putting flavor in it.
That's why I was like, number two.
Well, it's not that. It's not mixed enough. It ain't enough mix in it. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I make my own drinks, I don't like to taste the liquor.
Right.
I taste it.
To creep up on you.
True, true.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, when they make mixed drinks, they want to taste the liquor.
No.
I'm not a purist like that.
I don't want to taste none of that.
But I did notice that the third one, we ain't going to say which one it was. At first, a lot of people were saying number two was their favorite. Mm-hmm. I heard a couple of people say number three was their favorite. Mm-hmm. But once they found out what number three was, I saw people switching.
My God.
I thought I was the only one.
I was like, mm-hmm. really?
This, a lady across from me, mm-hmm. I saw her initial face when she tasted it.
Uh-huh. But when she heard it.
And she almost spit it out. And
no,
then,
she said she liked. I was watching her too. And she said she liked number after. Three.
The one in the pink?
No, the older woman.
Oh, it's straight right in front of you.
Yeah, she was like, meh.
With the braces.
I thought she said she liked it. Because I heard her say she liked it from the beginning.
She waited a long time to get braces, but go ahead.
You're stupid. You stupid.
Like, I mean, what age is too old to get braces?
It's a lot of adults getting braces.
Hers.
A lot of adults.
If you over 35 braces. And you got braces, go to counseling and talk about your parents and how bad they were to you, because you should have had braces a long time ago. No, I'm just joking. Don't follow me.
Don't listen to him.
No, listen to me.
Please do not.
Yeah, they were switching up, though.
Yeah, a lot of them switched up. A lot of them switched up. Like,
shout out to that lady.
Really?
Who came fucking late? Not only did she switch up, she came late too. The thing says 6:30. Why are you getting there at 7:30? Now she got to do her presentation all again.
It was a handful of them. Some people came in at 8.
It was like 6. Yeah.
Like, ooh, it's still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we done.
Crowding up the damn area. I couldn't get to the damn, get to the food.
We was in a nosebleed section.
We sat in the colors only section. It was fun, though. It was a nice time.
When I first walked in, though,
I was happy we sat back there, though. After a while, I was
I ain't want nobody to be looking at the back of my head.
Why?
And then you kept talking crap. Both of y'all was just making faces. I'm like, it's a good thing we are sitting in the colored section, because they would have been staring.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Everybody was acting all snooty and shit, acting like they down. I don't know why. Why y'all try to act like y'all so hoity-toity at first, and then the nigga crack a joke?
You crack one joke.
Now, oh, we can joke. Whiskey. They're serious about that goddamn whiskey.
It tastes like dirt.
Yeah, that corny-ass joke. This nigga said it tastes like wet dirt. Who the wet dirt is mud, nigga?
Well, where you from? You dirt.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. I smacked.
Gosh. You got so violent.
I'm glad I did have it on me in there.
You don't need it. I always need it. No.
I need it here. I mean, it's only in the air.
I like to not need it.
Hey, where you from? Wet dirt. You ain't ate dirt growing?
No, bitch. I'm from the city.
I surely did not.
Everybody know what dirt tastes like.
No, we don't.
They do.
No, we don't. I lived in New York my whole life.
I live in the city.
I have no idea what New York dirt tastes like. Why would I eat New York dirt?
I didn't eat it. But you know what it tastes like. Just
no, we don't.
The same thing as last week.
It's not the same thing as pee.
Pee actually went in my mouth.
Pee actually can fly around if you have a schlong.
A what?
A schlong.
What are we?
Tallywhacker.
What are we, Jim Carrey?
Weenie.
A noodle.
A mic.
A tallywhacker. I wasn't drinking.
It's a whole lot of names for them things.
It's a whole lot of why is there so many names for? Is it an equal amount of names for the woman part as the man part?
Yes, it is.
No,
is it an equal
amount? No,
box,
a box,
coochie,
hold
cootie,
on. Cootie,
pussy,
poo. Yeah, you can say that. You got two ways to
pussy
say that.
Or pussy
or pussy.
Pussy cat.
Nah, it is no.
Or cootie cat.
Cootie cat.
Or coochie cat.
Cootie cat.
You got also all that. That's six. In that, yeah.
No, there's still more no comparison. Yeah. How many?
How are you going to Google that?
It's for y'all. None, I got something for
colloquialisms
y'all.
Colloquialisms for.
No.
That's what it's called, a colloquialism, right?
I'm just, because writers Schlong. Come together.
Schlong.
Tallywhacker.
I remember the first time I
heard that. Tallywhacker, you need tea and crumpets when you say that. You can't just say that now. You got to be initiated to say tallywhacker. You can't just come out. That's like a white person saying nigga. You got to be invited to say nigga. You can't just say tallywhacker now. You got to be from over there.
Okay.
You got to be from over there to say that. You got the all hail the queen type of nigga.
So the next top five is about schlongs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bird.
Bird.
You got your little bird. You got your little bird out.
The boy got his bird out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. God
damn.
P-Bird.
It's so Petey
Bird. Petey Bird. Shout out to Farm D. Shout out to, I'm a child. I'm sorry. I was joking the whole time. Fuck that. That was me in school.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell everybody this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something in there, so I took a picture of it.
Oh God!
I sent it to B, to see his face reaction.
Yeah, I have 800 different names for a penis.
What?
But go ahead, finish your story, and I'll read a couple.
All episode we gonna drop.
Yeah, just randomly, just a name of what you heard. Of. Yeah, in the middle of a sentence. Yeah, so Dick and it go. Ding ahead, say? Yeah, Dick. Ooh, that's a good one. Dong.
Stiff one.
Okay, stiffy.
Stiffy, yeah. But but you saw the picture.
Limp Bizkit.
What?
Limp Bizkit is real.
I never heard that one.
I've heard it.
I probably wouldn't hear that one.
I hope, yeah.
You probably heard more names of it than I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
Limp Bizkit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Google. She's on
the But
Google.
You saw the picture of the thing.
Oh, yeah. So I sent.
You, if somebody blurts out one, though, you can't get distracted by the blurt out. You just got to ignore the
anaconda.
Just keep going.
Hey.
See, there you go. You're distracted.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So you saw the thing, the picture.
So I saw a thing in the place where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, B didn't look over here yet.
I didn't.
He didn't look over here at all yet. First, you tried to come over there and sit on that little chair with me for some reason.
Yeah, because I didn't notice that was a seat right there where I was. No one gonna sit on. No, it was a little stool right there.
Nah, I think he was shy. You didn't want to sit next to those two pretty ladies.
No,
you was. I'm telling you, you did the a bow face, the turn around. Spin.
I had on Lalabo.
Okay,
they would have. I would have wanted to sit there. Thank you, sir.
Well, I seen
another 13.
I seen something hanging on the door, and you know I'm crazy. I'm stupid. So I took a picture and sent it to B.
I did not get it.
I sat there and waited for B to look at his messages. I'm watching him. So when he finally looks at his message, he's looking over his shoulder to see who sees what Gary pop up on the screen.
Yeah.
So he looks down at it. He does a little snorkel, puts his head down in his face, hide his face a little bit, try to hold it in. And you held your composure, though.
But if I had known what you had sent me, because I didn't recognize it. I was just laughing at the fact that she's talking so serious and they sitting there looking all hoity-toity. And this nigga sending me pictures of whatever it was. I was like, man, we some kids, bro. I was Johnson. Trying to look. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Dingling.
But yeah, it was a good time, though. So if y'all ever get a chance to go to a whiskey tasting.
I like that jacket you had on there.
Yeah.
It was custom?
I made it, yeah.
I know.
He had his gold chain on.
I seen it.
I'm like, okay, player.
player.
Shining.
Okay, we're not going to talk about your wallabies.
Hey, you know.
Nigga say go somewhere and nigga say, oh shit, I'm going to put my shit on. I'm going to tuck my shirt in.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put some wallabies on.
I had to.
With some slack.
Because the wallabies got that sole where just in case it jump off, you still got some rubber.
Love ride.
I'm from Staten Island.
Never heard that.
Shaolin.
I ask y'all what y'all watched this week before we get into our emails. You watched anything, L, this week?
No, I didn't watch anything.
You still catching up on Sopranos?
Yeah, I'm in it all the way. Like,
what's up with you on like season four?
Season four, probably episode 5 or something like that. Like, I'm in it. Like, every time I watch it, it's like watching it for the first time. So,
yeah. How many times have you watched the series?
I'll probably watch it every year.
Oh, okay. So it might be something.
So the last 5 years, probably every year.
I wonder if there's like, I'm sure it is like, it's been like podcasts and stuff that have come out about The Wire. I wonder if it's like stuff like that about Sopranos.
Yeah, super big. Matter of fact, they even have a documentary out now about Tony, the
head Gandolfini,
yeah. And about how things were going on during The Sopranos. And
stuff isn't like his that. Son in Penguin?
I don't know.
I think his son plays a gangster in The Penguin or something like that. I saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Because his son was young when he died.
Mm-hmm.
But that if you into gangster movies, let's see, Goodfellas, Soprano, Goodfellas, Casino,
Godfather,
all of those. This is a series where you like follow the cast from when they were young all the way through college and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're into that, this is just the extended version of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not holding nothing back.
How many black people have been in that show?
Probably about seven. Six. Westcore was gay in it.
Who?
Mike Epps.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, it was a scene where they came banging on this guy's door.
And he was in again.
He opened the door up. He's, oh, no. He was like, you two Spice Girls in there? Talking to Mike Epps? Yeah, that was
wow.
Yeah.
So Mike, okay, he done been in one of them rooms.
Tretch was in it.
Really?
Handful of, you know, black actors probably, or black appearances been on there.
Dang. So it, damn, so no main black characters?
Nah, no main. No. Yeah, not one.
Damn.
No, well, not one name.
I keep saying I'm going to get into it, but I haven't yet.
I think you'll like it more that you're older now.
Mm.
And because really it's a storyline. The whole thing is a storyline. If you want to know about the mob, this is the A number one thing to watch about the mob.
I heard the mob, somebody from the mob say they didn't start acting like that until
they saw that.
Either that or Godfather, one of them.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Yep.
Oh, and another thing, Farm D got their own cherry, like that you mix with. I forgot which kind of cherry it is.
That's what they call it, bartender cherry or something like that.
No, it has a certain name. I think it starts with an M or something.
Maraschino
like that.
Cherries.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
but those are the sweet ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different. I think she says it's a little different from that, but
they soak it too.
Yeah, it's soaked. It's in some juice. See, and it ain't as red too.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not as sweet as the other one.
Yeah, you did say you're going to eat one.
Mm-hmm. Little snake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What about you? What you been watching?
I watched the movie The Ugly. No, it's just called Uglies.
It's
like a
scary.
Dystopian. No. Oh. Dystopian movie type.
One
like,
Eye Monster.
Like when Hunger Games, out? The Fifth Wave.
The Fifth Wave? I never heard of that.
Really? Yeah, that was one.
Black people in this?
Yeah, actually, it's a whole black family in there, and the person they're trying to get is a black man because he's the changer.
Oh.
Nah,
what's it?
He's leading the rebellion.
Oh, so it's like magic? It's about magic?
No, magic. Think Hunger. Y'all seen Hunger Games?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You'd have not seen Hunger Games.
Just parts, pieces.
Watch Hunger Games at least part one.
Part one.
Part
Katniss
one.
Katniss Everdeen, whatever.
Katniss Everdeen. But yes, yeah. I don't know what you just said, but
I just know it wasn't wrong.
It was wrong.
It was mad at the one little girl because she was black online. What was her name? Rue.
Nobody was mad at Rue.
They were online. They were. People was mad.
Oh, you mean the actual
in real
actress?
Life,
yeah,
they was mad that she was black on the movie.
So it's like a Hunger Games.
Really, they were mad Rue was black. That's weird, huh?
So it's like a Hunger Games.
I'm just saying. Think dystopian, like Divergent type stuff. So you were divided in groups, and then like the world, you know, starts dying around them. To keep everybody together and to unify people. When people turned 16, they were made very pretty. Like they went through like a whole process to become prettier than what they were, and regular people looked at as ugly, and then you're gorgeous, but you get to live in the city and live the high life.
But
what they don't realize is you're losing a part of yourself.
As you watching this, where did you think you would end up?
Yeah,
where do you mean? Where you think they would send you at 16?
At 16,
where you think they would send you, to the city or in the country?
No. It's just everybody's in one place. It don't matter how you look.
You start off at ugly.
Live in a different place.
So until you're 16,
you go move to the city.
To the city at 16?
But a lot of people rebel, like, I don't want to be in that place.
Oh, shit. I'll be in the city.
Because they party all night long.
In the city?
Mm-hmm.
What they do in the country?
They just work. Regular.
They do.
They don't have books or anything. They don't have books in the city. They don't have books in the country. It's like
forbidden. Oh, it ain't no books.
It's like a forbidden thing.
That's where we headed.
Yep.
Anything. You watch anything else other than Ugly?
Harlem.
Is Ugly Harlem. New?
Yeah, fairly new. It came out last year.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a good
one. I think it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that.
It's actually a good one. I liked it.
So you watch Harlem?
I watched Harlem.
How are you liking this season of Harlem?
From a writer's standpoint, that's what I have to talk about. They are not giving enough time for character development. Everything is completely rushed.
I think it's the last season.
Probably. I mean, the way they're moving, it should be the last season at this point.
I was like folding clothes and like straightening up my room. I went from episode, I think, 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4 to 5, whichever the last two was this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up and she was showing. I was like, hold up, did I miss something?
Yeah, they really fast forward 8
But
months.
They didn't say, like, sometimes when they skip time, they'll say, well, so and so months ahead, or, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? No. Or so many months later. I mean, I guess that's a good indicator that time passed, but.
My thing is, like, Megan Good's character shows no growth.
Well, her belly.
Besides that, like, her character.
Has any of them showed growth?
I feel like nobody has grown besides
all three of the friends did, though.
Yeah, they've all grown except Megan Good's character. I feel like there's not real growth within her.
I think her growth was in the
especially the fact, I don't want to tell the show, but it's just like,
I think her growth was with her job.
No, because after that, she wound up where she is with no money. It's like, you ain't save up nothing. You struggling to pay your bills. You see what I mean?
Was she struggling to pay her bills?
Her medical bills and stuff like that. She was like looking. She was trying to hustle up some money, calling people around. Like, oh, can I get this advance? Can I get that? Oh, what about this? And it's just like, wait, weren't you a professor? You have nothing? Nothing?
Ask me how old are they supposed to be, too. Because she was a professor getting tenure.
Yes. So they got to be in their mid-30s.
You can get tenure now,
I don't know. They have to be in mid-30s to late 30s.
Because I don't think they're 40 yet.
No.
Why do they call it Harlem?
Because it's in Harlem.
That's where it's take place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they rushed the show too much. And for everybody to be as grown as they are in that show and be making ridiculous mistakes. It's like, that was for our early 20s.
Oh, shit.
Like, okay. Our 20s, early 30s.
Yeah. Sounds right. As a person who make mistakes in his 40s.
Okay.
Me too.
Right up my goddamn
No. I'm talking about, like, common sense mistakes.
Like what?
I don't want to tell the show because somebody might want to go watch it. Just watch it and talk less about
Netflix
it.
Netflix or Hulu?
It's on Prime.
Prime. Prime. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You watch anything else?
Did I watch anything else? Nothing I can think of.
What's your Prime? Your Prime login.
I hook you up after the show.
Ah, Nick.
It's a show on Hulu. It's called Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't want to tell it because it'll spoil something that it lets you know, but it's a good show. It stars, I think his name is Isaiah Washington.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Somebody was telling me that's real good.
It's good.
Lightning Rod.
What?
Yeah. One Track Mind.
Oh. I am. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about?
He said, what?
The fuck are you talking about?
What? And then he looks up at the TV. he lose.
Yeah.
Turtle Head.
I was catching up on the Boondocks. So I finished the Boondocks. And something, I don't know if you said it on the show or just when we were talking, but you were like, it was some episodes that you didn't remember seeing.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it was from season 4 because it got to a point where I was like, I don't remember this episode.
And the art was,
the art changed.
The art was different. Like it popped a little bit more.
Yeah. It changed in like season 3.
Yeah.
It changed in like season 3.
So you know your top episode is?
episode. I didn't break it down yet. I'm gonna go through the list and say, but it ain't necessarily gonna be the funniest though.
Yeah.
So yeah, my top ain't not necessarily be the funniest.
Okay.
But we're gonna do that soon.
Soon.
I'm gonna have to hit up B Mac to come through and be on that episode. Abbott Elementary, of course. There's so many Diddy documentaries.
Oh yes, I watched another one the other day.
Which
one
you watched? I did watch that one.
Was it on Max?
Hey, I'm on the app.
Oh,
what's the title? Do you remember?
They all the same.
The downfall of Diddy.
The such and such.
Did this have episodes?
No, the one I watched, I shut it off. Really, matter of fact, it was. Downfall of Diddy was TMZ. I saw that one, but there's another one that popped up, had a gray cover, I think.
Did it have like two faces of Diddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that one.
That had episodes?
No, I don't think so.
No, it had to. It did. Unless it just played through for you.
I didn't go all the way through. I stopped it.
What did you remember watching?
The same. I mean, they say the same thing on all of them.
Yeah.
He did this. The craziest thing I've seen recently about that Diddy situation was the phone call. Whack 100, Diddy is on the phone talking to the youngest son, Justin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's giving him codes and stuff. He's like, yeah, man. He said, yeah, make sure you clean up all them pizza boxes and recycle all that plastic. And he asked, did Jay call? He was like, nah, Jay ghosting. So he was like, oh, they think it's sweet because I'm in here. You know, he's saying all this stuff.
This is real. Yeah. This jail call.
I didn't see that.
Jay-Z?
Probably.
Mm.
But he's talking to Cole. He's like, yeah, you know, and call the producers for Netflix because the price is about to go up. You know, that Netflix special about to drop.
So you think
he's saying, Whack 100 is also saying it. Also, he's saying, call these people up that's on the tape because the price is about to go up.
He's about to pay them more.
Yep. Yeah.
So
it's a whole lot of stuff.
Did Wack say he think it was Jay-Z, the Jay that he was talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, he's because Jay ghosting. He went real silent when Diddy got in trouble.
When he was talking to his son,
that's what they're saying.
He said, did Jay call? He was like, nah, he ghosting. And, you know, he was like, oh, okay, they think it's sweet. But it was good.
I didn't watch that one.
No, it wasn't. That was on social media now.
Oh.
That was on Vlad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it's the Diddy doc that I watched. It's on Max. I think the ID channel put it out, but it's like I said, it's on Max. It's 5 episodes. The people in this one, they just not believable. One of the people that's speaking is...
the girl, the stripper, or something like that?
No, it's not a stripper. Okay,
that's one I seen, too.
That stripper, she did one with it might be. But you ever seen the thing, Soft White Underbelly?
Yeah, definitely.
It's one lady that talk about her time at one of the parties there on Soft White Underbelly.
Oh, word.
Yeah, but a couple months ago now, we talked about the one lady that she made accusation that he forced her at the studio.
And everybody else joined in or something like
that? It was something like that.
Yeah.
So that was the story she told, but on this documentary, she didn't say nobody else joined in.
Oh, okay.
She just said it was Diddy. She said it was somebody else there, but she didn't say nobody else joined in. She said her boyfriend knew him because he was supposed to be a producer or something like that, too. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like Diddy went out of his way to set her up.
To set her up, yeah.
Mm. Grape her.
This lady... is a lady that it came out later that she told her boyfriend. Well, her boyfriend came out and said that she wanted to offer him money to say, you know, to kind of corroborate her story.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they put that in the doc.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had that in the doc as words or whatever. So she wasn't believable. Then it was a guy around the end of the doc. This nigga was like.
They could have left him
off. He was like a guy that, and he had a whole bunch of, like voice notes from Diddy.
He had receipts.
He had voice notes. So like it was like, yeah, I'm gonna need it's like, yeah, Playboy, I'm gonna need like 12
Little Stevie.
I'm gonna need you know what I'm saying, we're gonna need some model, we're gonna need some bring some weed.
I'm gonna need chlorophyll.
I'm gonna need some Astroglide and some
lubricant
and some
I'm gonna need baby oil. Yeah,
he was like saying, he was saying it. He was like, you know, and he would have a list. Yeah, come on one of the voice notes. He was like, yeah, go to the hotel and clean that room up. It's not looking very luxurious in there right now. Like they got it in. So the dude was telling the story, and he, you know what I'm saying? You like, you know. You know, they got wild. But he not saying did it. He was like, yeah, I never seen him do anything illegal. You know, people, I seen people partying, and he was like, it was what I always thought. Like, it, like people think the white parties is where it happened. But the guy was like, it, like people think it's that, but it's not that. It'll be like a small group of people, and they'd be doing it. He's like, a lot of times it wouldn't be celebrities. It'd just be, you know, people.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like, one time Diddy got him to come in there, got him to take a shot. And then he was like, you know, got him to take another shot. And then next thing you know,
he said, I want you to prove your loyalty to me.
Yeah. And he gave the guy a condom. So I'm like, oh shit, he about to get Diddy, about to get him to fuck him. And this, the guy was like,
I was watching it,
it
too.
Was a woman in there. And he said the woman consented to him having sex with her.
Oh, okay.
He had sex with the woman at Diddy's behest.
And he just watching.
No, Diddy left.
No, Diddy was doing his own thing. Yeah. He watched for a quick second, and he said, as soon as Diddy was out, like as soon as I saw that he wasn't there no more, I got up and I walked out.
He acted like he was about to cry. That was my face right there.
Yeah, right.
I said, what grown man? I was talking to my friend this morning, telling him about that. He said, he was what? He said, he's gay. And he was like, there's no problem with him. Just admit you gay, but ain't no man crying
about gay, you're
getting in it.
He's not gay, though.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not gay. That's what I'm saying.
But he fucked
the
woman.
Crying.
He enjoyed it.
And he was like, it goes against my Christian beliefs.
But.
And it's like, weren't you getting all kinds of drugs in the devil's playground stuff? Yeah, for, like, what?
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
It was only one person on that whole documentary to me that was believable, and she was a like a journalist. I forgot what magazine she was. Was it The Source? No, it wasn't The Source. Maybe it was Vibe or something like that. But if you see her face, you'll know a black lady.
Yeah.
She was the only one, and she was like, she don't know specifically of anything, but she just heard it. But she just had so much empathy for the people that it could have happened to. You know what I'm saying? And hearing the bad things about him or whatever. But everybody else, man, it was like, I wasted 5 hours of my time watching that shit.
So wait, you didn't enjoy it, or just the people wasn't believable?
They just weren't believable, because like they'll say, like the Lil Rod dude, he wasn't really believable. Like the guy on the end, like Diddy made you have sex with a woman, right? Mm-hmm. You about to bust out crying about it?
You about to bust out, but not crying.
Exactly. The one lady, they kind of already like got her story kind of mixed up. She was like about to cry, but I didn't see a tear.
Yeah.
And that was like, her shit was horrific.
You talking about the one that got shot in the nose?
No, not her. Fuck her.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, I forgot about her.
Which one?
The one who...
The Shine incident. That was a Shine incident.
No, yeah, that was a Shine incident. But I'm talking about the one that her boyfriend went against her or whatever. Like, her story was the worst. And I thought she was going to, like, really cry, but I didn't see a tear.
Yeah. It was a lot of them up there. Like, I thought it was going to be the end.
Yeah.
So it was a...
It was a lot of no tears.
Yeah.
But and the faith for it.
Yeah. I got to see a tear, nigga.
The only ones that were, like, that I was like, oh, damn, were the people that were talking about the college... The college,
oh yeah, the college people,
incident,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then when people were speaking on behalf of Cassie's incident, but I'm like, yo, the bouncers was so full of shit. Like everybody was just full of shit. Like, yeah, man, I was trying to stop him from kicking Cassie, and I was like, yo, bro, you wildin'. And yeah, you know, now I used to look up to him, but now not anymore. It's like, yo, y'all really stood there and let this woman get her ass whooped over and over, and now all of a sudden you have a conscience about it.
So was it entertaining? Like, is it worth watching? Because there's so many other ones. Like the one I watched had Ray J. That was a new one. And I'm not.
Oh, I heard. Okay, that's why Diddy's sons want to fight Ray J. That's the one.
That's not new though. That's old.
I just seen it. That one, and it was a black girl on there. She said,
"Oh no,
she
you
used
know
to
what?
Be an artist."
Ray J talked on his podcast. That's why they wanted to fight him.
But oh,
he
okay.
talked on his podcast.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So that one probably is newer too.
Yeah. So
but they come out all. It's just too much.
Yeah, I've seen.
This is my third
one.
It's repeated stories.
That was my first one I saw.
Yeah.
Except,
I don't know if that lady was in it though. In any other ones, the only thing that made me listen was they were talking about it on the Breakfast Club.
But okay.
Yeah, maybe y'all check it out. I don't know.
Yeah, check.
And then I mentioned your tattoo. It's on Disney Plus. It's a new animated Spider-Man series called Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
Oh okay.
Yeah, you might like it.
On what is it?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all I watched and what we watched this week. We got a few emails.
Okay.
Let me refresh before. Make sure, because DJ High Star be liking to send his in late.
Emails.
You know who sang like that?
I know Pops.
Yeah. No, not Pops. Granddad.
Granddad.
Granddad and Pops are two different people.
Emails.
It was that one episode when they was beefing with Gangsta Licious. No, Thugnificent. And he was like, "That ain't me. That's the old nigga from Friday." my first email from the homie Mel. Shout out to Mel. If this thing will pull up, come on, computer. He said, "What's up, Bo? LOL. Been a while since I've written an email to the show. Definitely feeling the new crew. Me and L think alike. Y'all need to lay off, old boy."
Yeah.
No, the fuck we don't. Because I listen to every show the day they drop. Your consistency with this is a thing of beauty, my boy. I'll start by saying I'm a special education teacher, and Abbott Elementary don't miss, Bo.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Them niggas be knowing what it is, LOL.
Yeah.
Be you tripping. Steph with Jamie Foxx is a good movie, boss. Mel, stop it. He said, that basketball stat line, 0 for 0, 1 foul, and 1 turnover is dastardly, my boy. Laughing my ass off. You said that shit with your chest, too. Hey, I'm honest. We played yesterday. We won, too.
Did y'all go to the tournament?
Not yet.
How many games y'all playing? God damn.
It's the season. God damn.
High school is over. Y'all still playing.
High school is not over.
I'm telling you.
Stop it. I got 3 rebounds. I was 0 for 1. I didn't get a foul. I tried to foul a nigga. Because the day was like, "Screen left, screen left." I elbowed a nigga in the chest. He was like, hey, watch them elbows. But I said, "What you going to do?"
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Sports.
You play with your hat?
What?
I mean, do you have your hat on while you're playing?
No.
Okay.
You want like a corny? Oh, I started to say something. I ain't going to say it. I'm not a corny nigga. He said on the last show, when B said Korean, L was about to say potato patata. Left my ass off. What did I say? What was we talking about?
Probably with Corey talking Spanish and talking in Korean or whatever.
Wait, what did
I be forgetting shit?
Wait,
y'all.
What did he say?
Yeah. When on the last show when B said Korean, L was about to say potato patata.
Probably when I was
You said that was Japanese or something, Chinese,
yeah.
And I said Korean. I got you. Okay. He said, "Old boy, talking about that rack and that peanut butter skin, it's some nasty work." I also agree with my nigga B that the white man's ice is indeed colder. I also got to agree with Corey that Cam do be wilding in them thrift stores. Cam look like a nigga that ride horses.
He looks like he ride horses.
You know,
in China in the year 2050,
Cam,
like he looks very lost in time.
I know what Cam looked like. Cam looked like when Dr. Schultz told Django he can pick out his own clothes.
Oh,
but that's how Cam
just
looked.
Went in and picked out anything.
He got some goofy ass outfit.
You might be dead on that one.
BNL erotic novel freestyles might be one of the funniest things I've heard in years.
Hey, I forgot about that.
Me too. Assholes.
B, you's a freak ass nigga, boy. he said, while I'm at it.
Drive.
Hey, I'm good.
I'm out of words. I was trying to like I was trying to think of one to insert into the conversation.
But hey,
I said mine in before. Bird. That's all I got. Petey. Petey Bird.
And we gonna have to let
the sniper rifle.
The late listeners know. The random words that we're saying are
they started from the beginning, hey, so they know.
Better had, yeah.
Like you think they just came in at, we'd have been recording for 39 minutes.
Some people be like, yeah, man, I'm skipping past all that early shit. Let's get into it.
Well, that's on them if they lost. He said, while I'm at it, let me drop my top five comedians on y'all right quick. I'm gonna go 5-1. His number five is Deion Cole, Bruce, and Lavelle Crawford tied for five. Nigga, you got 7 people on here.
Deion Cole is funny. Yeah, he can make a list.
Yeah. Number 4 is Bernie Mac. Number 3 is Patrice O'Neal. Number 2 is Paul Mooney. Number 1 is Red Fox. I can't argue with that.
That's an older nigga right there.
He younger than all of, no?
Yes, that's an older nigga.
He younger than all of us.
Nah, he said Red Fox.
I'm telling you, he younger. I know
real?
Him. Yeah, he
that's
younger
than crazy. All of us.
Honorable mention, he got Bruce. I think he added the mothers later. He said, Charles, shout out to Lamar, Timsville, and the Washington Commanders. Keep up the excellent work, G. And I'm going to wrap this up with White Power. Laughing my ass.
White Power.
He talking about one more honorable mention, Luis Guzman. Luis Guzman. Is that the guy from, he always be in the.
From the movies?
Yeah. I think that's him.
Carlito. They shotgunning you just to see him fly up.
Yeah. I think that's him. Shout out to you, Mel, down there where you at. We got one from this lady. Her name is Shonda Murphy. And it's entitled Golden Showers.
No way!
It's a wink, a please smile face, and then a little a smirk. So I take it from the last name that we know who Miss Murphy is. So what y'all got going
Mrs.
on?
Mrs.
Nah, I don't know
what got going on in y'all
it's
household.
Mrs. Murphy.
Golden showers.
Hold on, let me see
maybe,
that.
Maybe
let
she's
me
not
see.
Finished. She's not finished with the
typing?
Yeah.
Well,
something.
I'm gonna take from the
all
typing.
All she did was send emojis.
She probably meant to send that to my
damn
text,
nigga,
instead of
you so verklempt. You burped just now, nigga. Verklempt. Yeah, shout out to Ms. Murphy and all the. I mean, y'all been together how long?
She's sick.
The lady that live in your house how long?
The lady that live at my house probably. Nah, you might.
The one-eyed snake.
I already said that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, let's go with. We got a 22-year-old. We got a 24-year-old.
So, okay, after 10, 15 years, you're going to try some things.
No, we're not going to try
some things.
I can hear her.
So like, you fronting right now.
I can hear her sending you
the
voice notes.
The fact that she sent that?
She
this.
She's sending you messages.
I think those emojis went.
Hey, I got 100%. If I call right now,
she
was just
laugh.
Saying she was laughing at that.
Nah, there's a million laughing emojis.
No, it's not. It's 3 of them.
Let's hear the voice notes she sent you.
Which
hey, Playboy,
one?
Before you come home, I'm gonna need that Astro Glide. Some of that. Bring the KY.
Hey, man. What's next on the
bring? We need extra batteries, Playboy.
What other
you? You look like you get super freaky, L. I'm just saying.
Hey, Pekka.
Oh, damn. How did I forget that?
A wiener.
Wiener. Yeah, you said that one. Then we got one from the homie Philly. Shout out to Philly. It's for the Now Walk It Out episode. He said, yo, Bull, yo, L, yo, Corey. The jokes leading into the news about DJ Unk were harsh, but I laughed. Way to knock a crack-ass cracker down on the court. Oh, yeah, he was white, too. I did knock him down. Definitely got to make the most of your files. Yeah, I got 5 of them. I'm going to use my files. I'm kind of like Charles Oakley on the team.
Okay.
Skill level may be lower, but I'm an intimidator.
So are you
Anthony
ready?
Mason.
Are you ready to go the whole way if it turns into that?
Yes.
All right, then, my nigga.
You
got it in the book bag.
Beefsteak.
Is it in the book bag?
No. Well, I could say the whole way. I mean fight.
Okay.
You not making it out of there. If we start fighting in there, you're not going to make it out. I got like 20 niggas that's not on my team just being there.
But what if they're watching like, yo, guys, shoot the one.
What you mean shoot the one? Like the fair one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're scrapping it out.
I'm coming to the next game.
Yeah, we're scrapping it out.
Foul him, B. Foul him.
He said, Damn, Bull. You know how I start wanting to see the Eagles win. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Why didn't I want the Eagles to win? Oh, because I wanted Washington to win. The Commanders are on vacation relaxing while the Eagles prepare for the Super Bowl. Yeah. He said 47, pardon the people that stormed the Capitol. No surprises there. Speaking of that, it's a story about one of the guys that got pardoned. He got into it. That was it last week. Got into it. He got a traffic stop. Got into it with police. He had a gun and they killed him. So,
one of the people that were pardoned.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Yep. Said, wow. Did somebody say sneaker store plug? I don't need a discount. Just access to any hot 15s. I'll pay full price and add something on top for looking out. Oh yeah, because I think he got like a weird size or something. Mm. It's hard for him to get the shoes.
Well, he's a little size?
Nah, big size.
Oh, cum gun.
Jesus Christ.
You cheating now.
I'm with Corey. That lady is definitely an idiot. She really thought she was talking to Brad Pitt. Mental illness is real. Yeah. But you ever watched
No. Don't give her excuse.
No, I'm not. But it's I want to say it was one of the 90 Day Fiancés where it was a black lady. She basically was getting catfished by a guy that was supposed to be in like Britain or something. Mm-hmm. And she had sent him money or whatever. But her daughters was like, I don't think he real. And the guy was supposed to come and meet her. He never came. And a black lady too. She was a little older, but she was still pretty. He says another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next regular and Liz Jones, Philly.
Excalibur.
You cheating. No more looking them up.
That's good. Cause
I know somebody that called them. You think that?
I call my.
Did you? Oh, I was about to say you called.
No, well, no. I you know, I like people be like, AKA such and such. So yeah, I call myself. Hey,
men that give the things names.
No. Like you know what I'm saying. Like you listen to a podcast, and they'll be like, it's so and so, AKA blah 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 blah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I call my AKA the sword and the stone,
mm-hmm.
AKA the pullout king.
Okay.
Because that was Excalibur. Rod. You didn't. You made that up.
She's still looking
Love
them
Rod,
up.
Love Rod is real.
Who says that?
Writers.
How many of those you just said you saw? Did you say? Because I heard you say Trouser Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a movie that I've watched. it's a white guy rapping. And he came up with like 8 names on the spot for it.
Oh, for a penis?
Yeah. A willy.
Good one. So he kind of alluded to Donald Trump. Earlier this week, Donald Trump had the world in an uproar.
Eggplant.
Because, they had a federal funding freeze. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought that things like Medicare, Medicaid.
Yeah.
SNAP and a lot of stuff like that would be frozen, but turned out that wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
So it was one video of a girl, she was crying, but that's how I eat, and you know what I'm saying. And why did you do that? Some people thought she was a Trump supporter, I still don't know, but they put a judge put a pause on the hiring freeze, so not a hiring freeze, funding freeze, federal funding freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought it was interesting that a lot of the people that voted for him, that kind of stuff would affect them the worst. Places like it was a video I saw of a school in, I want to say Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and most of the kids there benefit from it. Like 80% of the people benefit from it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That if that funding gets cut, those kids won't be able to go to school, won't be able to eat, shit like that. So. It's interesting. And then later on in the week, it was a airplane crash, mm-hmm. in DC. Well, it was a helicopter and airplane crash. But did that happen Monday or Tuesday?
One of them days.
It was a Black Hawk.
Did you see that Ring camera footage with a guy walking out of the house?
What do you mean?
And it blew up right behind him?
No way.
Man, that was crazy.
That one?
The first one.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean,
yeah, it was that one. It was crazy.
Yeah, 67 people was on the airplane and 3 military people was on the on the helicopter, some of the people on the airplane were like figure skating teams from, yeah, I want to say Korea, so and the U.S.
They were going home.
Mm-hmm. One of the people was a flight attendant from Charlotte. I see a lot of people from here reposting her and stuff. Young black girl.
Mm-hmm.
They released the names of the military people, three of them, and they was, Donald Trump said something about DEI early, but all of the pilots so far that they released been white.
Mm-hmm.
So that threw that out the window. And then it was a reporter, and she asked him, was he going to go to the site? Did y'all hear that?
Nah,
he was like, what, go to the site? What, I'm supposed to go swimming? Like, I was like, damn, this nigga wild. It's like, why am I gonna go to the site? But so that happened, what day was that? Was that Tuesday? Or was that Monday?
I think it was Monday
because, yep, it happened after I got home. No, I didn't go to the gym Monday. No, that happened Wednesday.
I was about to say, I think it happened Wednesday, in the middle of the week, because, yeah, the other one happened like a day or two right after.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened Wednesday. And then another crash, and this, did y'all see the video, the one that fell out the sky in Philly?
Yeah.
It just fell like straight down.
That's terrible. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen any.
The 31st? Is that the 31st or the other one?
That was Friday.
The
31st was Friday.
Oh, so that's the last one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the footage that I saw. And that footage is crazy.
Yeah, it was. That was a medical jet. It crashed. It was seven people that were killed. I know some people on the ground had to get injured.
Yeah.
How bad it was.
If you see the footage, like a guy walking out of his house with his wife, and the freaking explosion was like, you could tell it was two blocks away, but
right there, they ran back in the house like, hell no.
Yeah, it looked like it was on fire coming down out of the sky.
It did.
I heard somebody say they think it was like a bird strike or something. And it had just taken, the plane took off at 6:07, and they got the first calls at like 6:14 or something like that. So they had just taken off.
Wow.
Yes, all six people on the flight, and one person on the ground is dead. 19 others were injured. All of the people were from Mexico, including a child patient receiving care in Philadelphia, her mother and four others.
What airline was that, or was it?
I think it was like a private plane.
Oh, I gotta say, because they didn't say anything about the airline yet.
Yeah, I think it was a private plane. I know somebody that has a child that they have to go different places for treatment,
mm-hmm,
and they'll fly like on a private plane with like with doctors, okay, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, that reminded me of that. They said the patient had just completed treatment at Shriners Children's Hospital and was on a jet with her mother and four crew members.
Dang.
They're being transported back to Mexico on a contracted air ambulance when the crash happened.
Mm.
So
it's terrible.
Yeah. All these people talking about, I ain't flying, and I'm canceling my flight. You ain't flying no way, no damn way.
Your ass wasn't going nowhere.
Yeah. Condolences to those people. That's a, oof. I don't want to say that's a bad, that got to be the scariest way to go.
It has to be. Yeah. Just knowing you're falling.
Yeah.
You're feeling the drop in this, like roller coaster, like you're feeling it.
Yep. Because you think like a plane, if it's just a single plane, you think you'll be on some Sully shit where it might go down and you might can, you know, flight, you might can upside down that motherfucker straight or something. But helicopter crash is super violent.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, ain't no getting out of that.
Ain't no getting out of no helicopter crash. But a crash into a plane.
Because when the rotor's messed up.
Yeah, your ass swooshing wine, you can't.
Well, a crash into the plane, you didn't see it coming.
Yeah, that you ain't saw that. Well, that's another thing I was going to say, too, about the helicopter crash. They had the like the audio from the
black box.
Well, not the black box. It was from the air traffic control.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they just found the black box, like, yesterday. But I heard that, like, 2 days ago. But they were saying the air traffic control was like, do y'all see that plane? And the guy was like, yeah, on the helicopter. But I think, they say they think he saw it was another plane in the distance, and he didn't see the plane that they were talking about.
The other one.
Okay. Yeah, but from everything I'm hearing, it was the helicopter pilot's fault because they were too high for where they were. Like, they were supposed to be lower. Like, he should have saw the plane and never heard it or whatever. I think they're going to blame it all on the helicopter pilots.
Yeah, helicopters aren't supposed to be that high, aren't they?
He's not supposed to be that high.
Well, I ain't going to say that high. I mean, high anyway. I don't know how high he was at the time.
But I don't know. Because you see stuff like when they shoot films and stuff and they on top of buildings and stuff.
Yeah, so they're always fairly, like, you can see them. They're not supposed to be too high.
Oh, I got you. But, I mean, that plane was landing, though. So it might not have been.
It was already descending.
It was already descending, yeah. They were on their final approach or something like that.
That's just a tragic accident.
Yeah, I hope they didn't die, like, in the water. Like,
I hope they died on impact.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to suffer.
Yeah, it went to a ball of flames.
Yeah. Right? Because you hear that loudness and then you fall in the water. Yeah. Then you in the damn water. Can't get out. You stuck in your seatbelt or some shit. It cold as hell.
And you start drowning.
Flipped upside down.
Also in the water. All right. So what? It's worse if you right side up. Then you right side up in the water. And you just can't get out.
You got the water coming up.
Yeah.
Just kill me immediately, please.
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't want to see it coming. But you know everybody, they on the final approach. Niggas getting their bags and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Putting their damn iPhone
standing
up.
Standing up.
Let me call my mom.
No, nobody stands up on the plane.
No, getting their stuff out of the... That's what I
You're supposed to have your seatbelt on.
Yeah, you're not allowed to stand up during descent.
Getting your shit out. Like,
no.
You do that?
When's the last time you
never turn your phone off, do it.
Right.
You'll never turn your phone off. You'll turn your devices off.
You a problem on the plane.
You're probably one of the reasons why they'd be flown.
Sit in your... Put your seatbelt on, sir. Sit in your seat, sir.
You don't turn your devices off.
Can you lift your tray up, sir?
Hey, man, this ain't about me.
He looking at us like, why y'all...
So back to the voice notes your wife sent you. Hey, Playboy. Hey, you going by that store? You at she'd be like, you going to Angry Chicken? Go right next door, pick me up something nice out of there, Playboy. Hey,
that store next door?
Uh-huh.
Ain't what it look like.
What you mean?
Man, I sat in the Angry Chicken. I ain't even gonna say it no more.
They got outfits in there though.
Yeah.
That's all they got.
You
gotta
see the
there's a whole lot of stuff in that back. In the back of that store.
Oh, you been in?
Sure did.
Okay. You got to see the old men that walk in and out of that place.
Oh, I've never witnessed that.
Pull up. Wait right here. I'll be right back.
Oh, it's a pimp?
Something going on there. I think they're just picking up little products.
Probably.
Oh, they got toys in there?
They got a whole lot of stuff in there.
Other kind of products.
Oh, they got toys in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Sonic, you dropped a bag in there, Corey.
Don't play with me.
Hey, you. Speaking of products, it was a big drug bust not too far from here. It was a multinational drug money laundering network was busted in Sumter. State, local, and federal agencies have made multiple arrests in what they describe as a multinational drug and money laundering network based in Sumter County. The sheriff's office said 23-year-old Caspian Powers Adachi.
23?
Yep. 32-year-old, this nigga name, his first name is FNU. I'm going to say New.
Yeah.
Namula and 27-year-old Nasir Ula, all of Sumter, were arrested on charges tied to an operation that laundered drug money tied to Mexican gangs, with help from Chinese money launderers, sending items to the Middle East and China. The sheriff's office said the multi-year investigation was headed by the DEA with assistance from several state and local agencies and focused on money laundering from Mexico's cartel Jalisco New Generation and the Sinaloa cartel.
Sinaloa ain't no joke.
Local law enforcement assisted state federal agencies and serving warrants. Blah, 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 blah. And the homes. It said the suspects worked for years with cartel-affiliated Chinese money launderers operating in Georgia and South Carolina. The Sumter operation is accused of receiving more than $15 million in drug cash and using that money to buy a large amount of electronics for export, primarily to China and countries in the Middle East. The money was mainly from the sale of fentanyl by Mexican gang drug dealers operating in the U.S. Damn. Drug raising covered an estimated $230,000 cash, 3 vehicles, 11 firearms, jewelry, and jewelry totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, so these guys been getting it in.
They was getting big facts. In. Sumter?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Mm. I wonder why Sumter. Well, you can get the Sumter off 95. And it's logistically, I wonder why Sumter.
Nah, well, they find little places like that, like yeah. little towns going, hey.
Mm-hmm. And set up shop.
Yeah.
But like, it's been going on for years, though.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sure. I wonder what part of, well, the Mexican, you can't get the, you can't get the Sumter off 20. Hmm. I know that they got a lot of cartels in Atlanta.
They don't care
like,
about that.
Atlanta.
They don't care about that transporting. That,
nope,
that,
they gonna figure it out.
That finding closest to no more, because they, yeah.
they gonna
I say that because
them.
like a lot of stuff go down like here.
You right, 95
Orangeburg.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I ain't gonna say Orangeburg, like Santee area.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of where it is, like
along that 95,
95, but then 20.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So that's why I was like, something does. But they did catch some guys last year on 95 in Florence. They were younger. I want to say they were Asian, and they had a lot of work. They caught them with a lot of work.
Oh wow!
Near the mall, like where
in the daytime.
In the
probably,
daytime, yeah.
Probably.
Mm.
I think they said they were speeding or something. And that's what stopped them. So then it was Asian guys.
They were
so.
Asian.
Uh huh. Yep, it was like two of them. But yeah, so that happened. Another kind of local news. This happened a few weeks ago. Yeah, this happened a few weeks ago. It was a massage parlor. Employee faces prostitution charges following complaints to the police. Who complained?
Why are they complaining?
Yeah.
Haters. Somebody's wife complained.
You are happy at
it? I make you feel nice, like your girlfriend.
Ping Hua Wong was arrested and charged with prostitution. She's currently being held at Florence County Detention Center.
Yo, there's a lot of stuff going on in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. they received complaints of sexual acts being offered to customers at the VIP massage parlor in Florence.
Turnover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
that's
you have
crazy.
Girlfriend. I do better than her. I make you feel nice.
Yeah, hey, well, open your mouth. that's what I say.
The funny thing about it is they posted her picture,
uh-huh,
and it got shared all over social media. So just think about it: that lady going to like Walmart or something, and you recognize her, like, oh,
you're not gonna recognize
her. You're not gonna recognize her.
Hey,
they all look alike.
God damn.
Boom, boom. In other massage parlor news, you don't follow football like that.
She a hater.
You follow football?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. You know who Justin Tucker is?
Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
No.
He's the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, okay.
He's been accused of inappropriate behavior.
No way.
He's accused of inappropriate sexual behavior by 6 massage therapists in Baltimore area, according to an investigation. His conduct caused some therapists to refuse to work with him again and resulted in 2 spas banning him from returning. The allegations reportedly occurred between 2012 and
20... Who cares, man?
22. I thought it was some no shit. 2012 and 2016, which were Tucker's first 5 seasons in the NFL. About an hour after the article was posted... he called the allegations unequivocally false. He says, throughout my career as a professional athlete, I have always sought to conduct myself with the utmost professionalism. I have never before been accused of misconduct of any kind, and I have never been accused of acting inappropriately in front of a massage therapist, but I've acted inappropriately in front of other people, or during a massage therapy session or during other body work.
How did this get out? I'm just trying to figure out. Like,
they said it was
Yeah, wait, this long? This one.
The massage therapist put it out. No, the Baltimore I guess the Baltimore Banner is a newspaper in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
and they put it out that there was an investigation.
How long is it? I just want to know how long this investigation been happening.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was walking around naked.
It said we. Let me see.
Like they were like, okay, turn over, sir, so they could, you know, get the front, and then he got his.
So I was
he got his winky out.
I was listening to another podcast and they were saying that one of the things he did was he would rub his naked penis on people. They would he would turn over, it would be a wet spot on the table or stuff like that. So
my man was really having his ding dong out.
Have you ever had a massage by an attractive person?
Mm-hmm.
Attractive man?
Mm-hmm.
Were you aroused?
No.
Not the least?
No.
What about you, L?
Nah, I never had one.
Never had a massage?
Mm-mm.
You're missing out.
You
I'm going to tell you and the missus go. Let me tell you something.
Yeah. Make sure she there.
Why I got to worry about her?
I said, you and her. You and her. Because
it's going to happen.
Go
I'm trying
together.
To do the happy.
I got a massage by somebody one time.
I'm trying to see Ming Lee.
That's crazy.
Love me long time.
I got a massage by somebody one time. I text them later, like, what you got going on this weekend? And I don't know if she meant to do it, but she like put her titties on my forehead when she was massaging part, and I was like, okay, oh, she feeling the kid.
Where were you?
What do you mean? I'm not. You think I'm snitching? I ain't
no,
just
I mean, like, were you at a were you at a massage? Like parlor type
thing? It was a massage. She's
a spa? Like,
no, well, she did massages.
Or
she had like
a
massage
friend.
Studio at her house.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she meant to put her titties on your head.
Yeah. And I, let me tell you something. I almost put a hole in that damn massage table, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you're ridiculous.
Yeah, that thing was hard, bro. I'm telling you. I'm like, damn. And then. She touched it a little bit. Huh?
This is local?
No, it ain't local. She touched a little bit. She's moving my leg. She's like, you want me to get them thighs? Yeah, get them thighs now because I do a lot of running.
He said, I just went from 6 to midnight.
And she had got two down in the inner thigh. She got down. So, she got the tip of it. Boy, I ain't gonna lie to you. I know she felt that.
She brushed up against it.
That's why she put her titties on your head.
She put the titties on the head before. That what got me from, what you call it?
6 to midnight.
Yeah, boy. 0:30, goddamn. Boy, hard. I ain't gonna lie. I was embarrassed.
Why?
Huh? You're not supposed to have that happen.
Yeah, but she knew.
She knew when she touched it.
Didn't say anything,
that's
too.
That's the good thing
she
about women. You can't tell with us.
Can't tell what?
That
like when we're aroused.
So the nipple thing is fake?
Yeah, because sometimes women get hard because it's cold. Like, that has nothing to do with anything. And then some women's nipples are just naturally hard.
And then when you go to massage parlors, massage places, no matter where, they always playing the music and then it low. I'm going to start telling you motherfuckers to play Gucci Mane or something. Cause that ain't gonna get hard hearing that, but they play
like,
yep, Sade or some shit. I don't want to hear that, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get worked on.
Yeah.
That's why I go to the stretch place, because you go to the stretch place, it's like 8 motherfuckers in there getting stretched out the same
right
time.
Right next
pause.
To you, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a stretch.
I went to this one stretch place, though. That lady, she was putting her down. She was, I don't know what, she was putting her butt on me, man.
White lady?
Nah, she was, I don't know what she is. She speak a different, she like, speak a different,
was she an older,
she an accent.
Older lady?
Not really. She might be in her 40s.
Was it entertaining?
Was it fun?
I was nervous.
Why?
It was my first time getting stretched.
Sure. But why were you nervous?
I didn't want to get hard.
Oh.
That's a charge. You can't just walk around with your thing hard willy-nilly and then somebody get offended by something that happened naturally. I can see if I was like, you know what I'm saying, meant to make it hard, but I don't be meaning it. It just happens.
Joystick.
Good one. Let's see what else happened this week. I had to tell that story, though. Yeah. Fellas, go get massages, though. Go get massage, especially if you do physical stuff. You got to take care of your body. Some jobs pay for your massages. Like, I know a flight attendant, and they could get a massage every, like, 2 weeks, I think. So, check on your job health thing, see if you can get a massage.
Pekka. Mm.
Did we say that one?
Mm-mm. Peter Piper picked a pecker. Pickled peppers.
Justin Tucker. Maybe that's why he was missing all them kicks this year, too.
What?
Because he knew he had that coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He used to be the best in the league. He's what not kind anymore. Of oh, now you want the damn donut.
Now I'm not looking. Hey,
what kind of donut? He got regular?
It's chocolate.
Let me get half of it. Can I get half of it?
You get the whole thing.
Hey, you.
Hey, yeah, you're right. You know what Denzel said, right?
I just want half.
You know what Denzel said?
What?
You fucked that up.
Who?
You don't know that scene? When he offered him breakfast, he was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, nah, you fucked up. Nah, you fucked up.
Nah, good. Take the whole thing. I don't want no pre-touched donut.
I just broke it.
Yeah, I know, but you got any hands on it? Yeah, look at that.
Dry ass donut.
See, I'm gonna be listening. Be like, yeah, then you eating donuts and coffee and tea.
He can't hear it though. It's the hearing. I ain't slurping not one time. Pause.
You hear the you hear that can opening up every time.
That ain't the thing. It's the slurping.
It's the slurping.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
All right, it is time for quick hits. So let me let y'all know what's going on because there was a car crash and now it's time for quick hits. Anyway, FDA reclassifies Lay's potato chips recall to the highest risk level, warning the chips could cause serious adverse health consequences or death. Because it contains like undeclared milk, so do not eat it if you have a milk allergy.
Also, it's just for milk.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing like the other stuff that's been happening that's been recalled. Yeah,
like the cold cuts.
Yeah. Nothing, you know. But if you have a milk allergy, please do not eat Lay's potato chips right now. Don't Black say I people. Didn't warn you.
Yeah.
I don't have a milk allergy.
You like Lay's?
You ain't lactose intolerant?
Uh-uh. No, I'm not. Thank goodness. But I don't.
You ever did
I don't
your
drink
ancestry?
Milk anyway. Huh?
You ever did your ancestry?
No. I ain't sending my blood. Anyway.
Sounds about white.
Soulja Boy threatens to, he threatens defamation lawsuit against, you know, Bad Baby. Y'all know Bad Baby, right?
Cash Me Outside?
Yes, Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Yeah. Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Because it's, yeah. She claims Alabama Barker, Travis Barker's daughter, was involved sexually with Soulja Boy and Tyga.
At the same time?
I don't know, but she is talking about other people's business. If they were, why are you talking about it?
That's not defamation.
I mean, Soulja Boy is saying, like, why are you doing that? Why are you putting my name out there? I don't know how deep it goes because they don't explain that.
Yo, apparently Travis Barker don't know either, according to Soulja Boy.
Woody Pecker, yep. But... we don't know. They don't really talk about what actually happens. Because defamation would be if she says, oh, he graped her. You know?
Or would that be slander? What defamation? Slander is.
Because defamation is just you talking about something that's not true and you have no proof of it.
Slander. So would that be slander?
I don't know. I think it's kind of the same thing because Chris Brown right now has a lawsuit out to Warner Brothers because of. That documentary that came about him.
Rod.
Lightning Rod. Thunderstaff. He
should. That reminded me of one of the Boondocks episode, Pretty Boy Fleazy. Mm-hmm. you know who played Pretty Boy Fleazy?
Nah, who played it? Chris Brown.
No.
Who was it?
That was Wallace. Michael B. Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Right. That's his best acting ever.
Why? Damn. Because
it wasn't him.
Don't do him like that.
That nigga we're can't not gonna do that. Shit.
Nope.
Why? Because it wasn't him.
I support Michael B. Jordan. I stand.
I support him too.
I stand.
I fuck with him too, but I stand. That nigga can't act for shit.
You didn't like Creed?
Yes, he can.
You didn't like
him, Barack?
You don't like Creed?
I watched Creed too, and it was too sad for me because he went to the. I don't really like boxing movies for one, but then he went to the cemetery.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't like boxing movies. You don't like sports, real life sports, and you rolling your eyes at me.
But I like boxing.
Oh, you like boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes boxing.
Oh,
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Creed, because this has been a while. Like, because I watch boxing, and nobody really boxes anymore. So watching Creed and actually seeing people get hit, eyes split open, bloody.
Come to one of my basketball games. You sitting there get hit.
Oh, okay. Moving on to the last part of Quick Hits. Zachary Ty Bryan, if you do not know him, that is the eldest son in
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, Home Improvement. That's his son.
Shout out to Mel, because Mel said he just started watching that again.
For real? And you say he ain't old. That's crazy.
No, he ain't old.
So allegedly, he punched a woman and threatened to kill her. So he has the domestic violence case right now. He got arrested.
Didn't that happen in Myrtle Beach?
Did it happen?
Keep talking.
But this is not even his first time in trouble with the law. He had a DUI in February of last year and another domestic violence case in 2023. He looks like the type, though. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
When I saw him in, this is probably mad irrelevant, but Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
He was in it?
Yeah. He was in the very beginning.
He was like a racist.
High school boyfriend. And like he caused them to crash because he got mad his girlfriend was going to go on a date with somebody else. So he caused all three of them to crash and like nearly killed them.
Damn.
Yeah. He looks that crazy.
Yeah, that happened in Myrtle Beach.
What's going on in South Carolina, huh?
At the Dirty Myrtle, as they say.
What is going on in South Carolina?
Was that a hotel room?
I didn't see. Okay. Shout out to Asia Wilson. How'd she get a statue before they retire her number? That's crazy.
Yep, yeah.
But yeah, that's all for Quick Hits.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Okay.
That's a long pause.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Because these blessings come from God, because I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Oh. That means it's time for our scammer of the week. Hold on. Our scammer of the week this week is one of our favorite places to go after the club. I went for the first time to Waffle House.
The Waffle House.
In a long time. I went last week when everything was
That's crazy. I went probably 2 weeks ago too.
For real?
Yeah.
I had been in a long time. Just something, it was just calling me, son.
Same here. Yeah.
What did you get?
I got a Texas cheesesteak, double meat, hash brown covered.
Smothered and chunked?
Nah, I just got the covered.
Was that chili?
I guess so.
Cheese.
Me and my boy Blaze used to, hey, let's give us a little bowl of that chili. Let's see if that's fresh.
Oh, and they give it to you?
They give a little bowl.
Blaze used to get
me
that,
to split it up.
Let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese on raisin toast. That was his that was his thing. Waffle House employees claim they're being robbed by the popular restaurant chain. According to a report from Fast Company, Waffle House saves anywhere from $15.6 to $46.8 million annually by not appropriately paying its employees for responsibilities performed on and off the clock. Those responsibilities include mopping floors, cleaning toilets, and cleaning dishware. They're paid according to their state's tipped wage base pay, meaning they receive a flat hourly rate that doesn't factor in assigned duties completed during one shift, with tipped wages being lower than the standard minimum wage in union. Southern Service workers filed a lawsuit with the U.S. Department of Labor on behalf of Waffle House employees. The suit alleges that the amount of time spent on untipped tasks amounted to wage theft. That's true. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, y'all. My screen just went black.
Peter.
Oh, God. Did somebody delete it?
What just happened?
Oh, no, I thought the article got deleted. It said, additionally to the complaint disputes, a mandatory $3.15 meal deduction per shift, even when servers choose not to eat at Waffle House. Wow.
That's crazy.
This legal action came nearly 2 years after the organization challenged executive leadership to improve work conditions for employees. says between 2021 and 2024, the Department of Labor was able to redeem over $1 billion in back wages and damages for 615,000 Waffle House workers nationwide. And it's a whole bunch of other statistics and stuff like that. But I do, you go in there and you see the waitresses, they mopping the floor. Mm-hmm. Or they in there, they doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are they wiping the counters? But other places are wiping the cleaning off the tables. A lot of other places, they got busboys that come in and do that.
Yep.
That is, they should get paid by the hour for doing that.
Yep.
Yes, that is theft. So Waffle House is a scam and you guys should boycott.
Araja, a loved one, joystick, zong.
You're cheating on you.
Zip a lizard, tallywhacker, trouser snake, slong. That's what I was trying to tell y'all.
You said slong earlier.
No, that's what, you remember when I said the guy, he made like a rap?
Oh, that's
found
from the,
it. Yeah.
Oh,
he said, Araja, a loved one, joystick, dong, zipper lizard, tallywhacker, trouser snake, schlong.
You can't spit.
What are you talking about?
Bars.
Glizzy.
Oh.
Oh, they do call it a glizzy. Some people do.
New Yorkers.
That's what y'all call it?
They call them glizzies now because anytime somebody get a hot dog, you're like, oh, you really going to eat that glizzy like that? That's crazy, bro.
But glizzy came from either Detroit or Chicago.
Why? From Shy Glizzy?
No, Shy Glizzy is from, I thought
he's from Philly, but.
Yeah, he's from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know why the kids in one of them places started calling hot dogs glizzies and it caught on because of social media or whatever.
That's crazy.
But yeah. I ain't had a glizzy in a minute.
Pause.
When the last time I had it? I might get one today at the game.
Pause.
What are we talking about Wednesday?
Wednesday's top five is top five Will Smith movies.
Ooh, it might be good. It might be a whole bunch of the same.
It might be a whole
Will
bunch
only
of the
got
same.
A handful.
Yeah, man.
I read his book. It's interesting. Anyway. Yeah, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Hey, you can find me at EL Murphy on Facebook.
Corey.
You can find me on social media at Corey Sin.
Have all the niggas following you. You can find me on social media at Preach_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Thank you to everybody that emails. We really appreciate it. Thank you for the shout outs too on social media. Vic, she shouted out the Scam of the Week song.
Fraud today.
Yeah, I like that. That's it, man. Check us out Wednesday. I don't got nothing else. It's your boy B-Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoa, have you asked this? This is the DJ Blaze Show.